Hey, yeah, we're back. How's it going? It is a four-day work week, one of the best case scenarios for us working stiffs, and you made it to the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast on this Tuesday, February 18th. It's Dave here. All the best stuff from today's morning show. We started out with a big old slice of American pie. The Daytona 500 happened with all the fireworks you might expect. Yes, of course, I mean a big crash. Valentine's excuses were swirling, as our V-Day was not nearly as exciting as the listeners whose Valentine's Day we rescued last week. There was a controversy in the sometimes friendly skies, in this case, not so friendly. A seat recliner went viral, and so did the debate over whether to recline or not. We got your take on it. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd, as we usually do on Monday mornings, but seeing as, Tuesday, today is Monday, pretty much this week, we carried those benchmark bits forward. Dennis DeYoung explained Lady in Song Stories, and we played Presidential Pyramid today in honor of President's Day, and boy, would our founders not be proud of the results. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
How was your weekend?
Great. Spent it yesterday watching Freedom.
Right? Watching Freedom?
Daytona 500.
Nice. Daytona 500. How about the crash at the end?
It was insane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The very end. It couldn't get any closer to the end than
Hold on. How is it that you two know about the Daytona and I know nothing?
That's because you're a commie, damn it.
Cursed at you. You don't take part in American Pride events.
My God. Yeah, because it's finally nice out.
Yeah.
I was outside the whole damn day.
I was at the playground.
Streaming it on your phone?
No, it didn't start till 4.
Okay.
Come on.
But the thing that's driving me crazy about that race is the guy who was in that crash was Ryan Newman.
Yeah.
And every time I read about it, the only thing that comes to mind, Randy. Randy Newman keeps going. And then, like, when I first heard it, I was like, why was Randy Newman in the Daytona 500?
Dave, you got to see the crash.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
pretty spectacular.
The last straightaway of the race, and he got spun, and then he went airborne.
Right.
Did he win?
No.
Oh, that would have made it cool.
You have to come over the finish line on your wheels.
Sometimes that happens when you're flying through the air.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Dave, did you go out on Saturday and buy Lauren all her Valentine's Day candy?
I did not.
You did not?
No.
All right.
This was the weekend of colds in the Gibson household.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we all basically shared tissues and wept on the couch together.
How about yourself? How was your Valentine's Day?
It was nice. I don't even know what day Valentine's Day was.
It was Friday.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It was good.
Right, you both sound like you have colds.
Yeah, we still do.
I'm getting over it.
Been coughing all morning.
Another kid with an ear infection.
Yep. There is a flower shop in New Zealand. The last Valentine's Day story, but this one's so good. There's a flower shop in New Zealand that came up with an answer to the problem of forgetting to buy flowers.
Uh-huh.
All right, check this out. It's called Pine and Ginger Floral, and they provide a relationship-saving service offering a delivery of flowers today, or actually yesterday, on Monday.
Sure.
With a comprehensive note taking full responsibility for the late arrival. All right? The note reads, "We sincerely apologize that you didn't receive these flowers on Valentine's Day. Our delivery man was bitten by the dog and couldn't fulfill the order, which we can confirm was made months ago. This is bad, but we hope that you'll direct your anger and disappointment toward us, our delivery guy, and most importantly, the dog."
The John DiBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know, with Valentine's Day last week, I never got a chance to get to the story, and it does not want to die. Probably by now, you've either heard the story or have seen the video that went viral about the debate over airplane etiquette and the woman in the seat and the idiot behind her acting like a 3-year-old punching the seat because she reclined it.
Yeah.
All right. You know, and the wild part about it is, first off, a short flight, right? This guy, he's in the back of the plane. His seat does not tilt back because he's up against that rear bulkhead.
Yeah.
All right. So she's in front of him. She tilts his seat back. And instead of asking the woman to move it forward or letting him know that he was cramped or something like that, he just, like a 3-year-old, starts punching the hell out of the seat.
Yeah.
So the woman's trying to get him to stop and videotapes him doing this thing. Mm-hmm. And the stewardess comes over. This is the woman who really should be fired. And the stewardess comes over and says that she immediately takes the guy's side and gave her a warning that she could be arrested for creating a disturbance on the plane.
That's the video. The guy is a lunatic.
Right. He's completely out of his
skull. He's watching something on his phone and just sort of like haphazardly smacking it constantly. Bam,
right,
bam,
right,
bam, bam.
All right, right. So... so where do you stand on this space issue? All right. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about how you could have gone about it because, you know, all he really would have had to do is get up and, you know, go to the lady and say, look, my seat doesn't tilt back.
Right.
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 Could you either, you know, move yours straight up or just tilt it back only a little so I don't get totally clear?
Uh-huh.
All right. No one would have had a qualm with that at all.
Right.
All right. But no, he sits there punching it like a 3-year-old. Right, and then gets threatened by this, and the woman gets threatened by the stewardess.
I have never had a problem on a flight where someone reclines, like, oh my God, they're on my lap. You can only recline about an inch and a half anyway.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how far forward are you going to be sitting?
Right,
I'm the same way.
Then all you have to do is tilt your seat back, and now you're both back to having the same amount of space.
Right.
All right, he couldn't do that. I get where he's coming from. But grow the hell up.
Yeah.
All right? So
it's public transportation. You're going to be a little uncomfortable.
Right, right. So here's my question. We'll make it a text poll.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Who do you agree with, her or him? Was it her space to use the recline, or was it his space to prevent it from happening?
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, bah!
All right, Cindy, get us started.
All right, Johnny Carson liked being alone so much that his $81 million house in Malibu, California, only had one bedroom.
What?
That meant he never had to host any guests.
Oh, my God.
Because there's no place for them to
sleep. What is it with talk show hosts that makes them such freaks? All right, Steve?
The Miami Marlins have made the baseball playoffs twice since they became a team in 1993. They've won the World Series both times. They're the only team in the four major U.S. sports that has never lost a playoff round.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
And after they win, they blow up the team and they suck again.
That's fine. I'd still take two wins. Jeez.
What do you got, Dave?
Winston Churchill was half American. His mother was born in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and what a beautiful woman. I was at the...
what happened to him?
I know.
Cigars.
He got dad's jeans. All right. But gorgeous woman. And the Blenheim Palace is where they lived. And it's just spectacular.
Huh.
It's, you know, and there's this giant painting of her right in the hallway when you first come in.
Mm-hmm.
Woman was absolutely stunning.
I'm going to look her up.
Absolutely stunning. And lastly this morning, playwright Neil Simon, intentionally wrote a bad Broadway play called Fools because his ex-wife had just won the rights to his next play, her divorce. So he wanted it to be a flop, and it did. It only ran for 1 month in 1981.
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Disc jockey error. We apologize.
Welcome back.
Disc jockey.
Thank you.
Has made a mistake.
It's a long weekend.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Disc jockey error. We apologize.
All right. So, yes, it's a simple error. I did not give the total out for our text poll. So, you know what? Rather than give the total out, let's just keep it going. And when we're done with song stories and everything, right, we'll give you the update there. The question at hand is, you've probably heard this story about the two people on the airplane and the guy in the back seat, right, punching the seat in front of him because the woman, you know, reclined her seat, and they threatened to throw her off the plane and have her arrested and all of this stuff. And we all contend, well, all of us except for Taylor, right? We all contend that the woman was in her right to recline her seat.
Right, correct.
All right? Now, a lot of people agree with Taylor, who believe that he had the right to act like a 3-year-old and punch the seat,
yep,
right, and call the stewardess and get her in trouble and all that kind of stuff, when simply all he had to do was get up and ask kindly. All right, so where do you stand? Whose space is that when you're on the plane? Does the seat recline? Is it the reclining seat or the person behind the reclining seat? Who has it? Text 1 for her, 2 for him. Who are you in favor of? To MGK, MGK. And then we'll give out the total for the Dex poll.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It's Dee Dee Y's birthday.
Yes.
Dennis the Young's birthday today. And Dennis the Young's Lady became Styx's first breakout hit nationally. But it sure didn't happen overnight. In fact, it took some time, right? As a matter of fact, it took more than two more albums, right? By the time they got to their fourth album is when this song actually became a hit. Here's J.Y. talking about it.
Became popular in Rapid City, Provo, Utah, and in Little Rock, Arkansas. So we went and played all those places quite a bit at the time, but it went off the radar screen for a while. We continued to play around the Chicago area. And people would call up and request the song. And the program director, when we went to him with our fourth album to try and get him to play something at WLS, he said, I'm not going to do that, but the song Lady off your second record, I get requests for that, and I never get requests for songs that aren't on my playlist. So I'm going to play that song once a night until it's a hit.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
Instant.
It's quick, easy.
Instantly. Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey says.
Survey says on our instant text poll in regards to whose space is it, the person in the seat reclining or the person behind them, 86% of our respondents said it was hers. It's the recliner's space, right? All you got to do is ask politely, right? And more than likely, someone will move the seat for you. But no, this man boy had to punch it like he was a three-year-old. I mean, look, I mean, it doesn't stop me. Like, if I'm on a plane and there's a little kid behind me who decides kicking the seat is a fun thing,
sure.
I don't have any problem getting up and saying, hey, could you get your kid to stop that?
Sure. Right? Happens at the movies.
Exactly. Yep. You know, I mean, you can ask. Obviously, you're dealing with, you know, with a three-year-old or something like that, and it's difficult for the parent. But at least ask, right? Don't go punching the seat in front of you because the little kid behind you, you need to act like him. Stupid.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Even though it's the Tuesday that feels like a Monday, we are going to do a lot of Monday stuff. We got Thin the Herd coming up, but right now, that's the second time that happened.
James just wants to show up.
He just really wants to show up this morning. All right. It is time for us to play Presidential Pyramid, which is just like the $25 pyramid. But what you're going to have to do is figure out who the presidents are that Dave and Steve are giving you clues for. And joining us this morning is Ken. Good morning, Ken. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Good. How are you?
I am fine. Where are you from, Ken?
New York, New Windsor.
What? New Windsor?
I drive a tractor trailer down
here. Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. All right. We got a traveling fan. Okay. Nice. And Joe's on the line. Hiya, Joe.
Hi, John. How
are
you?
I am fine. And where are you from, sir?
Northeast Philly.
Yeah.
Northeast
Philly.
That's why he wants
my
Steve.
Man.
He actually requested to play with Steve. All right. Well, gentlemen, you have 60 seconds to get through these presidents. They will give you clues to each one. You could say move on at any time if you want to move to the next one. All right. We will start with, well, seeing that Joe is so anxious to play with Steve. Are you ready, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then let's give this a go. Start with your first question. Your 60 seconds starts now. It's all presidents' answers, all right?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Carried a big stick.
Abe Lincoln.
No, was a rough rider. Rode up San Juan Hill. Mustache, glasses. Pass. He's on Mount Rushmore, right?
Yes.
All right, he was impeached for getting something in the Oval Office. Joe, are you kidding me? Who? His wife,
Joe.
His wife just ran for president in 2016.
Shit.
Oh,
all right, we're gonna pass on that one. He's on the $20. He's on the $20 bill,
man.
Joe.
Lincoln.
No.
Oh my God.
No. He liked duels called Old Hickory. All right. If you've got a stuffed, let's go back. We've got a stuffed bear.
Got a stuffed bear.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. God. Did he get any?
No, he got none.
He got none.
Joe, are you from China?
Joe. Joe, where in the Northeast are you from?
I'm from Morrell Park.
Oh, my wife's from Morrell Park. You're the damn it, Joe.
Oh, well, Joe, unless Ken can't get at least one right, right? Right? You still have a chance to play this game. All right, so you ready, Dave?
Yes.
All right, Ken, you ready?
Yes.
I hope you paid a little more attention in social studies than Joe did. Here we go. Once again, get them rolling, Dave.
All right. Only president to be elected in non-consecutive terms.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Roosevelt.
Named after a city in Ohio.
Say that again?
Named after a city in Ohio.
The first city in Ohio.
First black president.
Oh, you got it.
He moved on.
Oh, I'm going to go with Obama.
Okay. Bam. Thank you.
Really,
we don't need to go on.
We don't need to go anymore.
That was that.
I can't believe that was even an option in your group of questions.
Hey, I had a tough one to start out with.
You had Clinton.
It's true.
Unbelievable.
You had Clinton.
Joe forgot about Hillary.
So the first one was Theodore Roosevelt.
Right.
Yeah, rough rider. Carried a big stick. Yeah. Bill Clinton impeached for what he got in the Oval Office. And Andrew Jackson was the other one I went with. He's on the $20 bill.
Right.
Old Hickory, like duels.
Right. And
I didn't even get to my other two.
Grover Cleveland was
Grover
mine.
Grover Cleveland.
You need
Cleveland was the city in Ohio.
Right.
But Ken, your one right answer got you the Wawa gift basket.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
You know, I didn't realize until last week sometime that whenever we do Thin the Herd, Taylor does it on Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, all right. You know, so you want to take a moment and say hi to Facebook Live people?
Howdy.
Hi, hi, how you doing?
Hi, Mom.
Now, I hope you have fun watching us read. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
All right, let's do this.
Thin the Herd.
There is a 44-year-old guy named Matthew Flattery, and he was on a flight from London to Iceland, and he was drinking straight gin out of a bottle he brought on the plane and got extremely drunk.
Yep.
All right.
That'll happen.
He started hitting on a female passenger, and when she ignored him, he started cursing her out and screaming he was going to kill her entire family. Then he shouted more death threats at the flight crew. Then he took apart his cell phone and started eating the pieces.
Yes.
All right. He left the battery. He took the battery out. He left it on the seat. It started smoking. The flight attendant dunked it in a bucket of water to make it stop. The pilots decided to divert the flight to an airport in Scotland where Matthew was escorted off the plane and arrested. He was in court last week and pleaded guilty to several charges, including disorderly conduct and making violent threats.
In the Herd.
Steve?
A trucker was pulled over in Washington State for speeding, and inside of his truck, he had a full music studio built into the front seat.
Dude.
Yes.
What?
That's awesome.
So he had a laptop, he had a keyboard attached to his dashboard, he had wires all over the place, and he even had a drop-down microphone hanging from the roof so he could do vocals.
No drum machine?
No drum machine.
I guess he likes live drums.
He said it was also that he could record and produce his music while driving. Now, it's not clear if he's facing charges for any of the music studio that he had in his truck, but they did find white powder, and they found what appears to be crystal meth. So he's got charges for drugs and driving under the influence.
What's his SoundCloud?
Check.
I need to know. No, I'm not telling anybody how to live their life, but this guy might want to pursue some more grown-up hobbies and maybe look into getting one of those things called a J-O-B. 32-year-old Vincent Cachone wanted a $200 skateboard from a store in Salt Lake City, but his mom wouldn't give him the money for it.
Wait, how old?
He's 32. You heard that right. Yeah, mom wouldn't pony up for it. So last Friday, he put on a ski mask and robbed the place. And an assistant manager tried to stop him, but they let go of the skateboard when he reached into his pocket and claimed he had a gun. The burglaring Bart Simpson turned himself in the next day. He's facing a felony charge for aggravated robbery.
In the Herd.
And lastly this morning, if you're going to lie about who you are to the cops, at least pretend to be someone who's got a better legal footing than you do. All right, a 28-year-old woman named Shakira Strawn was pulled over in Wichita Falls, Texas, last month for not using a turning signal. Shakira had an outstanding warrant, so when they asked her her name, she said she was Porchala Strawn. All right? But when the cops ran that name, it turned out that Porchala also had a warrant out for her arrest.
No.
And on the drive to jail, Shakira admitted that she really wasn't Porchala. And last week, the cops cops arrested her and told her about her old warrant, plus some new charges they were giving her because of the false information.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.